Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
And McDonald's tonight finally serving up all-day breakfast. The menu apparently, though, varies by region. Hash browns, hotcakes, available in most places. But the Egg McMuffin, not available in parts of the South where they have biscuits instead.
That was a clip from ABC Nightly News, and it's very obvious that shouldn't be news. In fact, spots like this are actually one of the reasons I don't watch the news, because it's a prime example of something we call native advertising, right? So it's part of the program that you're watching. It's clearly an ad, right? It's talking about, well, in this case, McDonald's. I mean, how is the fact that McDonald's has breakfast now all day? How is that news? How is that even worthy of even a mention on a national newscast? We're supposed to be finding out things that are kind of important in the world. I would argue that is like very low on the list. And a lot of the celebrity news is kind of in that same ballpark as far as I'm concerned, right? It's not very important. But what's happening is, and this is happening in all media, it's not just the news, right? Is because, the advertising, I guess is getting, advertising revenues are down, right? And it's happening on the web too, right? And we're seeing this not just on the news, but in all content and in all areas is where the ads don't work, right? Right. People, the ads are getting more and more, pervasive, right? And so rather than people don't want to pay for stuff. And so, of course, now the advertisements are just there, right? They're just built into the content. So, I wonder in a typical newscast, how many stories have product placement and stuff like that are very obvious and how many of those are actually paid for by somebody or the placement of certain items in the nightly news is predicated on getting paid for it. I mean, we just don't know, right? And it's a problem, right? I mean, how do you know the information you're getting how do I know that something's important, right? Because a lot of times what's important is things that are omitted, actually. We don't know this. And it's a problem for all media. And I'm aware of, and it's really frustrating. And I don't know what, if anything, we can do about it, but it's happening in all media. In fact, companies are saying, oh yeah, we're going to change the way TV is monetized with native ads. Well, too late, guy from Vice Media, right? It's already happening, right? If you are paying attention, you're already seeing it. It's not just, as I say, it's not just in the nightly news. It's not just on the web. It's all of the product placement that's in your average television show, which has been going on for decades, by the way, right? Ever since television's been out, there's been product placement. It's probably gotten a lot more pervasive now, but it's sad, right? Content producers got to eat, I suppose, and this is since the traditional advertising model isn't working anymore. Especially we start talking about blockpocalypse, right? Which itself could actually be created by the advertising industry to push native advertising. So it's just all too perfect, right? And so this is the way things are going, and we as consumers of media, right? We have to watch out for these things. And the good news is that I'm not getting paid to do this, right? I mean, I don't even have a Patreon campaign. I guess you could flatter me or something, but I don't get a whole lot of money from that. So it's not like I'm just doing this for fun, right? And sadly, it's going to be the independent guys that are going to be the only people you can really trust, because how do you know people aren't on the take? And it's a problem, and you just have to be wary of it. And if you actually listen, right, and you start hearing the product placement and where it's placed, it really is disturbing, at least in American media. It probably happens in other media as well, but it's just disturbing how often it happens. And honestly, it makes me just want to keep my television off, which I do most of the time, actually. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.